A document outlining the study says the current defense, an underwater electric barrier, should be beefed up. The recommended plan would add complex noises, like the underwater recordings of a boat motor. Molly Flanagan of the Alliance for the Great Lakes says she's glad the report calls for more aggressive moves.
We know for certain that the electric barriers, which are the only defense currently in place, aren't 100% effective. And we know that the harvesting efforts that are being done, while necessary, also aren't enough to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes.
In June, a live Asian carp was discovered 9 miles from Lake Michigan, beyond the electric barrier. Flanagan cites that discovery, plus the continued efforts of Great Lakes politicians and organizations, as reasons for the administration's release of the study after months of delay. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will accept public comment on the study until September 21st and host two public meetings. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.